Our readings today are all about being called by God. In our first reading, we hear Elisha the prophet, who was called by God, and God tells Elijah to go to Elisha because he's going to be replacing you. And so Elijah goes and puts his cloak over Elisha, and Elisha drops everything and follows Elijah. Then in the gospel, we hear several stories of people who wanted to follow the Lord, but they wanted to do something else first. Go home and say goodbye, bury their dead, whatever. And Jesus said, well, what's important is once you get started, don't turn back. Don't turn back. In other words, once we have made a decision in terms of our faith, in terms of our moral life, make that choice and then move forward. Don't turn back or have doubts about it or worry about it, but God will be there to help us all the way. So it's all about single-mindedness, a willingness to make a commitment, a willingness to follow through. And I think that's what Jesus was saying. He wasn't telling us not to bury the dead. We just heard we buried somebody today. So that's not the point. The point is, Jesus is making is once you make a decision, stick with it. Don't worry about self-doubts or second thoughts. Go forward. And I think all of us can learn from that. There's many times we probably made decisions and then afterwards we thought, well, why did I do that? Or we start getting afraid or worried and something. But Jesus is saying, when you're called, go with it. Go for it. Each one of us has been called by God to a particular life. It may not have been a dramatic episode for most of us. It's just an ordinary way that we move forward in our lives. We fall in love with someone. And it was, in a sense, the first time accidental. It wasn't something we planned, but it happened. And then, if it works, we move forward, we get married, have a family, like so many of you have done. And when you ask yourself, is this where I feel comfortable? Is this where I belong today? Is this where I belong in this relationship or in this state of life or in this situation? And we say yes. And we say, well, that's the grace of God guiding me. That's where I should be. And if we say, no, this is not where I should be, then we need to ask ourselves, am I fooling myself, or am I doing something I really shouldn't be doing, whatever it is. And for most of us, I think, here tonight, we're saying, yes, I am where I am, and I feel good about where I am, and I feel it's, God has called me to be that. Moses was called. He was out herding the sheep. And Samuel was called. He was sleeping, if you remember. He heard God calling him, and he thought it was Eli. And then David was tending sheep when he was called. So most of our lives are pretty ordinary. They're not dramatic. We aren't missing something if our lives aren't dramatic. You know, there are some of those moments of where things are dramatic, but for most of us, life is pretty ordinary. And pretty ordinary, which doesn't mean that there's something wrong with it. It just means that's how our life is. And for the Christian life, pretty much of it is ordinary. We don't have to give it a thought and say, oh my gosh, I gotta do something better, I gotta stand out. No, that's pride. That's pride. So, we're ordinary people, you and I, here today. That's enough. God is telling us in our readings today, that is enough. He called those people. He called us to freedom, as St. Paul tells us. Freedom not to be licentious and make choices for whatever we want, but the freedom that gives life and that gives ability to choose right. And you and I have chosen. And hopefully we feel we can live with that. And despite the struggles, sure, there are struggles. We all have struggles in life. Again, that doesn't mean there's something wrong. It just means that there are struggles. We are human. We have struggles. So the Lord is telling us today in these readings, I think, to be trusting, to be open, to be hopeful, and that the grace of God will continue to flow through us, even if it's pretty ordinary and we sometimes get bored. It's okay. God is here with us. We don't want life to be totally extraordinary all the time. We couldn't live with that. We live with the ordinary for the most part. Even though we don't always like it, that's what life is. And in faith, we know that it's more than ordinary. In faith, all life is extraordinary because it's the life of God within us. And that's what we're looking for, the life of God within us. It might look ordinary, but for a person of faith, it's extraordinary. Our lives are with God. God is with us, and that's pretty extraordinary. So we can be grateful for that gift of faith, that gift of hope, and be willing to live with the ordinary as well as the extraordinary, which is Jesus among us.